Whenever the world finds itself in chaos and in turmoil, individuals rise up to meet the threat. It requires a special kind of individual, someone who doesn't mind having the call to be a hero. Marvel Studios, of course, captures this quite well, as we've had a number of movies that have portrayed this, whether you have Spider-Man or Ant-Man or Black Widow. And this is something that inspires hope within us to realize that an individual can be able to change the world. But the kind of turmoil that we are facing requires something that is far more than what a superhero would be able to provide. The kind of hero that this world needs is a saint. Now, the beautiful thing about being a saint is that the reward is something that is far greater than what this world can offer. We know how fickle the praise of man is, but we know how great our God is. And that when we have run the race, when we have done well, when we have picked up our cross and allowed ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, confident in the power that God gives us, we can quell the chaos. St. Catherine of Siena said, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." She, of course, was referring to the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who came down upon the apostles as tongues of fire. And because of the fact that He is our advocate, that He pleads our cause, that He fights for us, that we are properly equipped with every good thing that is necessary for us to address the threat. The question always remains is that are we aware of that calling to be a saint? Now, being a saint is not being the next Mother Teresa or the next Padre Pio. It's not about being someone that you're not. It's about recognizing who God the Father made you to be. Each of us is uniquely and purposefully made. This never means, of course, that I just do whatever comes natural or I ever do whatever feels right. Nonsense. There's always the need for us to go to God, to pursue God and godly things, for us to be formed through the church, having unwavering fidelity to our Lord. But when we do this, it is there when we can find chaos being lifted, because we work in the power of the Holy Spirit. We work in that confidence that God is operating in our lives. And not just simply things in which we have in our back pocket whenever it's convenient for us. Saints give everything to God, everything. It's the humble docility that asks the Father, where do you want me to be today, tomorrow, next week, next month? What are you asking me to do? It's a constant conversation in which we have with our Lord, who is alive and very much desirous in working through us. It requires steadfast faith, which echoes the words of St. Peter to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." It means living our day as if it were our last. St. Francis of Assisi was known for his joy. And part of his secret was because he would always think about his mortality every night. One day I'm going to die. And because he had the virtue of hope, he didn't find himself paralyzed in fear, but rather realized with eyes of faith how each and every day is a gift from God. Now, many of us know that every day is a gift of God. We heard that so many times, and maybe we try to say that, and we try to hope to make someone feel better or make ourselves feel better. And we say, well, you know, that's why they call it the present, because it's a gift, right? We use little trite things and like, okay, now I can remember. But then when something bad happens, when something befalls us, when something is taken from us, what happens? We throw a tantrum. We get angry. We get upset. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. God, aren't you looking out for me? Is it a gift or is it not? To recognize that the day is a gift is to say that everything is not owed to me. I have nothing that is owed to me. Every breath that I have, everything that I am blessed with, all the things that I take for granted, they can easily be snatched from us. They can easily be taken away. The whole narrative of our lives can change. But if we realize each and every day is a gift, that wouldn't matter. It would demonstrate supernatural hope and faith. It would give us the courage to do that which is necessary for the salvation of souls. It would let us get out of our comfort zone to live lives of courage, to be bold when at times we don't want to. The solemnity of all the saints, according to Pope Urban IV, was to make sure that we recognize all the saints that are known and unknown. The early times in which this was practiced, the earliest recording, rather, was in the early 4th century, where they commemorated all the martyrs. In the 7th century, Pope Boniface IV was gifted with the Pantheon. And that was in the way of showing how emphasis was given that, you know, okay, Christianity, Catholicism is a real, true, and good thing. And the Pantheon was this pagan temple that offered worship to their pagan gods, or rightly called demons. And Pope Boniface IV, what he did was he brought 28 wagon loads of bones of the martyrs to the Pantheon so as to make it instead a place where we honored the saints. But saints are not simply relics of the past. Saints are not simply those in which we think that once was the case, but now not so longer. I mean, by the very definition, right? A saint is one who's in heaven. So if you want heaven, you have to be a saint. But saints are recognized even today. Some may be familiar with the recently beatified Carlo Acutis. He lived from the years 1991 to 2006. You can't get any more recent than that. What his hobbies include? Video games. He liked Pokemon, Super Mario Brothers, Halo. He was a computer programmer. He also had a great love for God, even though his parents admittedly did not. He went to Holy Mass daily. He went to confession weekly. He would be seen in the church praying holy hours. And he built websites on Eucharistic miracles and Marian apparitions that happened all across the world. His purpose was to make sure that everyone knew the love of God, most especially in the Holy Eucharist, most especially in that which we receive at Holy Mass, His body, blood, soul, and divinity, Holy Communion. During his bout with leukemia, which eventually led to his death, he was known to have offered up his sufferings for Jesus, the Pope, and the Church. All this from a teenager who played football and had many friends. He was known to have said, "When we face the sun, we get a tan. But when we stand before Jesus in the Eucharist, we become saints." Blessed Chiara Luce Badano was born in 1971 in a small village in Italy, and at the age of 9 had joined a youth group that helped foster her spirituality. At the age of 17, she experienced this severe pain, this sharp pain in her shoulder, and had it diagnosed as osteosarcoma, which is an aggressive bone cancer that causes tremendous pain. Eventually, it spread rapidly, so much that it caused her paralysis at the age of 17. Now, undoubtedly, there might have been some who have wondered, why does this happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? She's so young. And so it would be easy to see her falling in despair, or getting angry at God, or doing things in which led her away from the faith. But she was stronger than that. And instead of just tolerating the pain, she embraced it, so much so that people would say that she displayed supernatural joy. She would say many times, "For you, Jesus, if you want it, I want it too." She even refused morphine, saying, "It reduces my lucidity, my ability to think, and there's only one thing I can do now, to offer my suffering to Jesus, because I want to share as much as possible in his suffering on the cross." At the end, before she died, she said, "Goodbye, be happy, because I'm happy." One other saint to share with you, Saint Gianna Beretta Mola. She was a wife, mother, pediatrician. She had degrees in medicine and surgery. She loved culture, fashion, beauty. She also knew how to play the piano, and even did some mountain climbing. She lived from the years 1922 to 1962. During the second month of her fourth pregnancy, it was discovered that she had a fibroma, which is a type of tumor in her uterus. And she was faced with the question of whether she wanted to preserve the life of her baby or to preserve her own life. And for her, it wasn't really a question. She chose the life of her child. She said, "This time it will be a difficult delivery, and they may choose to save one or the other. I want them to save my baby." 7 days after Gianna gave birth, she died at the age of 39. Pope John Paul II, who canonized her, had said, "Gianna Beretta Mola was a simple, but more than ever, significant messenger of divine love, following the example of Christ, who, having loved his own, loved them to the end. This holy mother of a family remained heroically faithful to the commitment she made on the day of her marriage. The extreme sacrifice she sealed with her life testifies that only those who have the courage to give of themselves totally to God and to others are able to fulfill themselves. We all know what kind of state our world is, our nation is. And if we want that to change, it starts with us. Do we have what it takes to become a saint? I say we do. But do we have confidence in that reality? Do we recognize who God made us to be? The second reading talks about how you and I are children of God. That is a high standing. That is a high calling. And that is not some lofty idea, but our true identity in who we are and what we are capable of, even in the ordinary, as we strive to be all that the Father intends us to be. we can do the extraordinary, just like the saints. You see, the soul does not thrive on mediocrity. It is refined through adversity, first within ourselves to choose every day to live for Him, to live each day as our last.